referring to your talk with the other guy where he was talking to Tennessee and over into North Carolina. Moon bounce for the ultimate in long distance communication.
EME, Earth, Moon, Earth. That usually has about a 3 second in each direction delay, I think.
It's fun to do. I've done it. You gotta have a Yagi pointed right at the moon, and depending on where you're aiming at will determine where it bounces back down to. You think something that big reflecting the signal, you know, wouldn't matter too much, but it does.
Yeah, we used to have a guy, K4KK, that was here. He moved to Tennessee. He lives in Tennessee now, but he had an array of 70-centimeter beams and full legal limit power, 1,500 watts on 70 centimeters, because those are cloud burners, right? They'll burn right through the atmosphere. And he would point that array. I think it was four 70-centimeter beams. He'd point that right at the Earth, and he'd key up and send out his message, and then you'd look at it later, and it would come right back on the screen. That was pretty cool. But he had quite an investment in making that happen. I know you can do it for cheaper, but he had, like, guaranteed it was going to be EME, Earth, Moon, Earth, and he did it. But this is the same guy that almost had worked all countries on 70 centimeters. There's not many people on the planet Earth that have worked all countries on 70 centimeters.
Any moons, pun intended, since he's been around, the ain't heard that call in a long time.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He lived up there where we used to fly airplanes on Lake Robinson. And I think he was one of the ones that used to key up and airplanes would go nuts because he had a lot of power. Anyway, I just thought that. I never accused him of doing that, but that used to happen up there. Anyway, I have been out of water for about a half hour. My voice is dry. I'm going downstairs to fill up my ice water. It's been a really good net. I've enjoyed it. W4DJW.
73, Dave. Good talking to you again. Maybe I'll get on here a little more often. Take care. WX4MW. I think Dave split real quick.
KO4GAR. This is the Greenville repeater, correct?
It's listed as Greenville, but it's actually on top of Caesar's Head Mountain.
Roger, I was just wanting to make sure. I'm over here towards Lake Wylie, South Carolina, so it's about a 90-mile trip for me.
Got a good signal on you. I'm on HT myself inside the house. I could go in there and fire the big rig up, but figure I'd do it on HT.
Well, TYT 7800 mobile rig is a base station.
Antenna, because that's 80% of the radio system. You're making a good trip into the machine up there.
Put this antenna up. It's about 90 foot up into a tree, and I guess it was Friday. I had a simplex conversation, summits on the air from my QTH to Asheville, North Carolina, and then this morning I talked on simplex to a guy in Fayetteville, North Carolina. That was 132 miles.
They're running all weekend. If you listen on the simplex frequencies, you're more likely going to hear somebody. 5255, the 440s are running, and some of the HF simplex call frequencies, you'll probably hear some people on there.
Recently monitor the 146520 frequency. I'm hearing a lot of chatter and conversations on it now since I got this antenna up.
SOTA, this is the weekend for SOTA. There's a lot of people out. If I'm not mistaken, just on the Blue Ridge peaks, there's at least 9 people that goes out on some of the summits of just on the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's a big thing for them. They do it. Was it 4 times a year, 5 times a year, something like that?
Yeah, I did a Sparks on the air today while I was a hunter. A guy locally, he went to Crowder's Mountains, and I got a confirmation with him. So, but like I said, I was just wanting to check to make sure that this repeater is where I thought it was, because I also have it, the same thing is coming through a Yadkinville repeater also. It's a 146610 repeater also, KO4GAR Friday.
Where Yadkinville was. I've heard of it. I just can't place where it is. Yeah, this one's about 2 miles inside South Carolina up off 176 up on Caesar's Head. And then they've got another machine from the same group that's on Paris Mountain. That's the 8-2 machine.
Yeah, I'll write this down and keep it in my logbook so I know not to... I can hit this repeater, but I appreciate you getting back with me, and I guess I'll let y'all get back to your queue. So this is KO4GAR 73.
Come in anytime. They'll be glad to have you. Every night, 9 o'clock, they have a net. And if you're around 9 o'clock, throw it out there. You might be able to get in, depending on conditions and stuff. Whiskey X-34, Mike Whiskey Alvin.
Just put that in the logbook, 9 o'clock, nightly net. Thank you, 73, KO4GAR.